Hello there. This is Neil Ewers in Madison, Wisconsin, and this podcast is actually in two parts. I actually did two separate files, so you'll hear me introduce myself again later as if I'm just starting. The first part uses the internal microphones of the Olympus DM4 recorder. The second part works with external mics. So without any further ado, let's proceed. This recording is being made on the Olympus DM4 recorder, just released not long ago. I'm in a very quiet room, so what you're hearing in terms of mic noise and mic preamp noise is what you get. I really like the sound of the microphones, much better than any of the other Olympus microphones I've heard. I'm not going to go into much at all here. The features have been described on podcasts. Other people have made demos. So I'm only going to say a few things. First of all, let me clarify Pat Ferguson's podcast. You do not need Drag and Dictate. That is, you do not need Drag and Dictate. I have done spoken prompts into this recorder, and it's worked quite nicely. I'm outside on my front porch. The cicadas are going strong. It's very hot here today, hot and humid. The mic spread on this recorder isn't quite as good as it is on the DM520. As those of you who own Olympus models know, some of the newer ones allow you to do interesting things with the mics. You can't physically move them, but virtually you can move them in terms of having them be narrow, wide, wider, etc. The widest stereo spread of the DM520 is very nice, very wide. And this one is not nearly as wide. I'm down in the basement now, standing next to the dehumidifier, just to give you a taste of how it sounds in different rooms. I am cheating and using a windscreen. Both the DM520 and this recorder are very subject to wind. There is no windscreen that comes with either of them. I just have one that happens to fit this recorder. You can easily blow and pop into them if you speak directly into the microphone. Even if you're 12 inches away and you say something with a P or a B or whatever, it is often picked up by the microphones as blowing. And wind outside is really quite prominent in both models. I'm now down in my room with the model trains I have. And I've been promising a podcast on those, but I haven't quite delivered yet. But every once in a while, I'll give people a small sample. I wonder what this sounds like recording model trains. Now I have one set to go. This is the Challenger engine, one of the largest engines ever made. Now let's see what it does to the automatic gain level, which is actually working quite nicely on both these recorders. All right, here we go. Well, I don't know how that sounded as I walk back up the steps out of the basement, but that's a sample of one of the trains I have. I have many, and maybe one day I'll get around to making a podcast. Well, let's check the automatic gain on this microphone, on this recorder. Walk to my front door. I have two doors, a screen door and an inner metal door. Open them both. And open and close this one. You can hear the cicadas outside. There's a car down the road off to the left. I thought they were stopping here, but I guess not. All right, close the door. See if it distorts. I'm not listening through headphones, so I can't tell. That was the second one, and the lock. Okay, we heard the daytime crickets. Now it's nighttime. I'm again on my front porch. Just wanted to give you a little bit of the sound of the microphone in various places and talk a little bit about the recorder. Certainly, there is a lot more that can be said. It, for example, works very well with external microphones of most every kind. I've tried a few, and they all sound really kind of nice. Hello there again. This is Neil Ures in Madison, Wisconsin, with another Olympus DM4 demo for you. This time, how it works with some external mics I have. At the moment, I'm using the internal mic. I'm on low mic preamp, or low conference, or whatever they call it, the lowest mic setting. And the zoom features are off, so it's normal, I assume, XY configuration. Now, let's try a couple external microphones. This particular mic is a Radio Shack microphone headset combination. I am on manual record, 6 down from the top, on lowest microphone setting. This is a very nice sounding mic with this recorder. It's extremely quiet, not that the mic itself is all that quiet, but because I'm only about a couple inches away from it, in that it's sticking out on a boom near my mouth. So this is what you get with this microphone. I don't know that you can buy this anymore, but I think any of the headphone microphone setups that have a plug for the microphone and a plug for the headphone should work. You might have to try to see if you can get the right impedance match. But what's nice about this recorder is that there are 3 mic settings, high, medium, and low. Within each setting on manual record, there are, I believe, 16 positions, starting at the top or the bottom and counting up or down. Actually, you only get, I think, 15 clicks from top to bottom, but that means there's 16 actual positions in that the bottom position is active. It doesn't turn the microphones off. So if you want to record something at basically a line level input, you would go down to that 0, 1, or 2, or 3 setting, depending on the output of your source. But because the microphone preamps are still active, you can record really high output microphones on those levels as well, and get some pretty good recordings of some very loud sounds. All right, what about some other microphones? And this is the Electrovoice RE635 microphone, a dynamic microphone, a very low volume dynamic microphone. A lot of recorders don't do well with low volume microphones because their upper end microphone preamp noise is so great that it overpowers the noise of the microphone. The Olympus recorder, however, does a very nice job with these mics. I'm on automatic level. By the way, I have normalized all the files in this demo just to make it easier for you to listen to. But I want you to know where I have recorded them in case you want to duplicate any of these procedures. So this is the Electrovoice RE635. I've tried this on the Eddyroll recorder, the Eddyroll R09HR, and the microphone preamplifier hiss noise, or whatever you want to call it, is actually louder on the Eddyroll than it is on the Olympus DM4. So, they have a good thing going here. By the way, I forgot to let you know that I am using one of the zoom settings. I am on what is called a zoom, which means that the mics have been zoomed in to the narrowest point, and That narrowest point is reasonably mono, in that both mics are pointing forward. And what's interesting is that this also affects the external mics as well. So if I set this to zoom, I'm actually pretty much in mono, no matter what microphone I use. And as I said in an earlier recording, these are virtual mic positions. The mics don't physically move. They simply move themselves electronically when you select a particular mic setting in the menus. I'm also on the highest microphone level setting because this microphone is so low in power. So now let's take a diversion. Let's go back to the internal mics just to listen to something that I couldn't pass up. The garbage truck going by and picking up the garbage. Let's see how well these internal mics do. Now, this is a set of microphones that a lot of people I know use. They're very inexpensive. You can get them from soundprofessionals.com. They are called in-ear microphones, and they actually fit in your ears to give you a binaural effect. There's really not much of directionality going on out here, except a bunch of cicadas. I'm, by the way, on low mic setting on automatic level. My neighbor across the street's doing something. He's always working on his house, and there's various sounds one hears from over in that direction. If you're not used to these microphones or any other binaural or quasi-binaural microphones, you'll notice that I sound kind of muffled. That's because I'm coming from the middle of the microphones, and they're pointing away from me. They're in my ears. So I'm not speaking directly into them. All right. These are the in-ear microphones. What else can we find to do? Bikers going by, and another biker trying to catch up with them. So there's a little bit of stereo separation sound that we get. Anyway, let's see what else we can find to do. And this is the Audio-Technica AT-822 microphone, another single-point stereo that people often use. It's not the quietest mic, but it's not the noisiest one either. It is a reasonably low-powered volume mic, and so I have the Olympus set on high mic position. I'm about 6 down from the top on manual level, and that's the sound you get. Nice quality microphone. I like the separation. It's not 90 degrees, it's more like 110. Anyway, this is the Audio-Technica AT-822, and now on to other things. Well, there's certainly a lot more microphones we could play with, but that would make this demo ever so long, and we may do more later. I did mention earlier in the podcast that the manual record level allowed you to go down low enough to record line in. I want to end this demo by demonstrating this by playing for you Into Line In, a piece I wrote as a bridge between a couple segments of audio on a broadcast that will be done shortly. So here is the end of this demo, Neil at the keyboard, being recorded in Line In on the Olympus DM4.